Exim Bank GA.
Welcome to Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. We're pleased to have in studio again Ms. Marissa Longsworth, Manager of the Copyright and Related Rights Directorate at the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO. Marissa is here to continue our discussions on the developments coming out of the WIPO-JIPO Regional Conference on Intellectual Property and the Creative Industries held recently. Marissa, welcome in studio again.
Thank you for having me once again. I'm really excited to continue the discussion.
What mechanisms, policies, or systems are being put in place to enable or accelerate the monetization of process?
Right. Well, as I said, the national IP policy is very important.
Right.
The contribution to the national cultural and creative industries policy is very important. In addition to that, we are looking at a creative industry strategy or creative industries policy of some point, a strategy more to support the policy. So these frameworks will help to put things in place. More importantly, in my view, though, is what actions, what steps can we take?
Right.
IP is important to every single person in Jamaica. There is some place in their career or in their lives where IP comes in. And the biggest action that we need is to mobilize the public, mobilize the creators, and let them understand that exploitation of your work is a good thing. Having other people exploit it is not without your permission is not a good thing.
You might
as well grab the bull by the horns and make IP work for you. So it's really to embed a mindset in Jamaica, make it a cultural norm for me to protect my intellectual property.
And that will definitely go a far way in terms of the monetization of IP.
Absolutely.
Because the value that you place on it,
you know,
in policing these things will help in, you know, creating more bankable models.
Absolutely, because the banks can offer a service. But if, for example, if you wanted a mortgage for a home or a loan for a home, you couldn't just come to the bank and say, you offer it, give it to me.
Right.
The person who approaches a financial institution has to have certain things in place to prove, first of all, that they can rightfully own this property, that they own it as an asset, it has its value, what is that value, and what risk is the bank willing to take.
Right.
So all of these things have to be taken into consideration, and so the creator has to put themselves in the right position so that when the policy framework is put in place and actions begin to happen, they're ready to jump on it. Exim Bank has been a pioneer. Exim has been a partner that from the very beginning, they believed in what we wanted to sell at this conference. They had the same vision, and that was very important for us. In fact, Exim, I remember spotting a little flyer that was given out at the conference.
Right.
And it caught my eye because it said Creative Industries. And I'm like, is this a bank flyer that says Creative Industries? Like, that's never before seen. And I'm like, do people even know this exists? I mean, like, we need more of this.
Right.
We need people to be aware of these possibilities. It's not that it doesn't exist. Exim is offering it as a service.
Right. We know that hard collateral is not the way to go with creators, but we want to understand how to use IP to be able to support the industry.
Absolutely.
So that's very important to us.
You're in a business. You are doing business when you offer these services.
Right.
And so it is totally understandable that you need to see how it can benefit you and what risk you are taking when you take these things on.
Right.
And JIPO would like to support, and through our consultants and as we develop these frameworks, we will be able to help to answer these questions for you as we go about putting it in place. It is done globally. It's done in other countries in the world. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just going to look at what has worked. We're going to look at the culture, and we're going to see how we can create a model that will work for our culture and make it as beneficial to the lender and the person who has borrowed the money, to make it beneficial in a way that you can lend, they can grow, and then they can pay back and probably even take more
They
grow.
Well, we look forward to it. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.